Act 1.
Page 11.
Honey Pablo, an attractive young woman in her mid to late 20s, enters from the archway wearing a hat and carrying a shift's hat and a large book.
Pop?
Coming.
She crosses to the bar and puts down the hat and the book. Pablo bustles in from the kitchen, straightening his tie.
Monsieur Le Pleuf, bienvenue au château. Where is he?
Taking off her hat and setting down her purse.
He wasn't on the train.
What do you mean he wasn't on the train?
The only people who got off were a dozen members of the Allure Ladies Lawn Bowling League.
Well, maybe you just missed him.
Not unless he was dressed in a white skirt and matching shoes.
Well, what do you suppose happened to him?
I don't know. But the conductor found these on one of the seats.
She holds up Chef's hat and book.
His recipe book and his hat.
Bubba, looking at the hat.
Well, where's the rest of him?
I don't know.
What? Why would his things be on the train if he wasn't? Maybe he's been kidnapped.
Now, Pop, don't be silly. I'm sure there's a very simple explanation. He probably just went to buy a magazine or something, and the train pulled out of the station without him.
Well, if that's what happened, why didn't he just phone and tell us?
Look, Pop, there's another train in a couple of hours. Why don't we wait and see if he's on it?
Honey, we don't have a couple of hours. We're short on time as it is. I knew I should have talked him into getting here yesterday.
We'll be fine, Pop. All we have to do is make sure that everything's ready for him when he gets here. Now, why don't you go down to Bucky's and pick up the geese, and I'll get things going here.
What if he doesn't show up at all?
Now, Pop.
We've got 60 guests coming here tonight for this gala opening. They're expecting a gourmet meal served by François Le Pleuf, the famous singing chef. Instead, they're going to be treated to an evening of canned pea soup and Irving Bubalo's famous record collection.
What famous collection? You've only got one record.
Well, at least it'll be a short evening. Good grief, this is going to be a disaster.
Calm down.
Calm down? How do you expect me to calm down? I'm opening a restaurant and I have no chef. Le Pleuf's vanished in a poof of smoke.
Come on, Pop.
I should have known better than to trust a Frenchman. We're going to be out of business before we've even opened.
Oh, now don't say that.
I just gave Mickey the last of our cash, you know. We're now officially broke. We've spent every penny Aunt Agatha left us on renovating this place. We would have done better to sell it and split the money.
Honey, crossing to the kitchen doors.
Now, Pop, don't panic. It'll all work out.
Not without François Le Pleuf, it won't.
Well, look at it this way. At least we've got all his recipes. If worse comes to worst, we can hire someone else to cook the dinner.
She exits into the kitchen.
Page 15. Oh, and anytime you'd like to warm up, there's a piano in the dining room.
Bubble exits.
Piano?
Honey enters from the kitchen wearing an apron and carrying a bowl of punch. Frank stands there, instantly smitten.
Pop, where's the... Oh, hello. Who are you?
The chef.
Chef?
Maestro?
Maestro.
Monsieur Le Pleuf.
What are you talking about? You are not François Le Pleuf.
I'm not?
Honey, setting the punch bowl on the table.
No. I met him in Toronto 2 weeks ago, and you are definitely not him. Now, just what are you trying to pull?
Nothing, miss. I just...
What's your name?
Frankie Plunkett.
Well, Mr. Plunkett, would you mind telling me what you're doing here?
I'm not really sure.
I beg your pardon.
I just came in here looking for a job. The owner seemed to think I was this Le Pleuf character, and he disappeared before I had a chance to tell him otherwise.
I see. So you thought you'd just take Monsieur Le Pleuf's place, is that it? And how long were you planning on keeping up this charade?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't thinking things through. I've been so desperate. I haven't worked in over a year. I mean, it wouldn't be so bad if I only had myself to worry about. But my mom's been sick. You see, I haven't been able to send her any money for a long time now. Look, I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, I think I'll just be on my way.
Frank picks up his suitcase and turns to go.
Mr. Plunkett.
Yes?
I'm sorry about your troubles. I really am. I wish there was something that I could do to help you.
Thanks, miss. I appreciate that. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Frank exits through the archway. Honey watches him go wistfully. The phone rings.
Chateau Bubalo? Yes, operator, this is Honey Bubalo. From whom? Oh, yes, I'll take the call. Monsieur Le Pleuf. Where are you? I Beg your pardon?
Frank re-enters unseen by Honey.
What do you mean you're not coming? Going back to France? But what about our agreement? We've got our big opening tonight and... What was that? Who's after you? Monsieur Laplouf.
Jiggling the telephone hook.
Monsieur Laplouf, hello?
She puts her head in her hands, Frank taking the chef's hat off of his head.
Excuse me, miss. I think this belongs to you.
He hands her the hat.
Thank you.
She takes the hat and with a growl begins strangling it.
Pardon me, but I couldn't help overhearing, but did you say your chef wasn't coming?
That's right. He's left the country and left us in the lurch. It's our grand opening tonight, and we have no one to cook the dinner.
Well, it seems we might be able to help each other after all.
What do you mean?
I can cook your dinner.
You?
That's right. I may not be Laplouf, but I am a chef.
A chef? Wait a minute. You're not just saying that to get a job now, are you?
No, I'm a chef. Honest. Here's my card.
He pulls a card out of his breast pocket and hands it to her.
Frank Plunkett, chef de maison. Maxime's. You are a chef at Maxime's?
That's right.
Oh, Maxime's and Pelly France?
No. Maxim's in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Oh. Never mind. It'll do. Mr. Plunkett, you're hired!
Honey blinks the chef's hat on his head and shoves his card in his pocket.
Really?
Really?
Why, thank you! You don't know how much I appreciate this, Miss,
He takes his hand.
Bubbalo. Honey Bubbalo.
Oh, the boss's daughter, eh? Well, it sure is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Bubbalo, and I promise I'll do a good job for you. Now, where should I start?
Frank turns towards the kitchen.
Oh, just a moment. Mr. Plunkett, there's just one thing.
What's that?
We can't tell my father who you really are.
Why not?
Because he's banked the success of this place on Laplouf's name. If Pop finds out that his Francois Laplouf is really Frank Plunkett, this restaurant of ours will never open, and you will be out of a job.
Oh, Miss Bubbalo, I don't think I...
Look, Pop, he already thinks you're Laplouf anyway. All you have to do is keep on pretending to be him.
Honey crosses to the closet, opens the door. Inside there are several shelves on which there are staff linens, chef's weights, canned goods, etc.
But I can't do that. I don't even speak French.
Honey crossing him with an armful of chef's weights.
You won't have to. Just put on an accent.
What?
Oh, you know, like, mange a baguette, you know, talk like that. Now here.
She hands him the weights.
Yes, but what am I supposed to cook? I don't know any of Laplouf's recipes.
Handing him the recipe book.
They're all in here.
Handing him the menu.
Now, here's this evening's menu. Everything else you need is in the kitchen.
But if your dad finds out who I really am...
Look, Mr. Plunkett, all you have to do is get through tonight. Believe me, if the opening is a success, Pop will be so grateful to you. He won't care if you're Betty Boop.
I don't feel right about this, Miss Bubbalo. It's dishonest.
Please, Frank. You're our only hope. We can't open this restaurant without Francois Laplouf.
Taking his hand.
In other words, without you.
No, all right.
Thank you.
Honey kisses him on the cheek. Frank has to steady himself to keep from swooning. Honey heads towards the dining room.
Now you better get started. We are way behind. I'll be right here in the dining room if you need anything.
I don't know if I can pull this off.
You'll do fine, Mr. Plunkett. I have every confidence in you. As long as Pop doesn't ask you to sing.
She exits into the dining room.
Sing?
Page 21. You've got to get it out of here now before anybody sees it.
Honey enters, Bubbalo hides the bottles behind his back.
Anything wrong, Pop?
Wrong? No, no, no. What could be wrong?
Frank enters from the kitchen, now dressed in chef's weights.
Ah, Maestro, what can I do for you?
Excuse me, Mr. Monsieur Bubbalo, I'm ready to start the mousse, but the salmon, I cannot find there.
Honey crossing to get her coat and purse.
Oh, the salmon. I forgot to pick it up this morning. I'll be right back.
But, Miss Bubbalo, you cannot leave. I...
Don't worry, Monsieur Laplouf. It's just around the corner. Back in a jiffy.
She exits through the archway.
Page 30.
Shut up, Mickey. I heard enough out of you.
Honey enters through the archway carrying a large salmon wrapped in newspaper.
Please, Mr. Forgetty, please. I'm not the guy you want. It was all Bubbalo's idea. He's the one who stole your booze.
Well, we'll be sure to talk to him about that just before we blow his brains out, too. See you later, Mickey.
I'll shoot. and Mickey falls to the ground. Honey screams, runs out. Al and Shirley turn and see her.
Hey, you! Come back here!
As they begin to chase after her, Frank comes running in from the kitchen, sees what's happened, screams, and runs back into the kitchen again. Al and Shirley turn just in time to see his retreating figure, Al pointing at it himself.
I'll take her. You take him.
He exits upstage.
Right, boss.
Shirley rushes into the kitchen. As the doors swing back, Frank is discovered clinging to the other side of it. He lets go of the door.
That's it! I don't need a job that badly.
They're moving his chef's hat and whites.
Au revoir, Monsieur Le Pouf!
Honey rushes in from the kitchen, minus the sound, and sees Frank undressing.
What are you doing?
I'm getting out.
You can't!
Oh, yes, I can. Do you realize who that was? Alphonse Fagetti.
Alphonse Fagetti? The Alphonse Fagetti? Oh, my God!
That's right. And when he kills somebody, he doesn't leave any witnesses behind.
Crossing to a suitcase.
I'm leaving. And if you have any smarts, you'll come with me.
Wait, you can't leave now.
Picking up suitcase.
I'm sorry to let you down, Miss Bubbleo, but this is a little more than I bargained for.
He turns towards the archway.
No, you don't understand. You really can't leave. I was just out in the alley. There are gangsters all over the place. We're surrounded!
Bubbleo comes in from the basement.
What's going on up here? I thought I heard a shot.
Say, Mickey.
Good heavens, Mickey! What happened?
You've got to hide, Pop. Alphonse Fagetti's here.
Noodle Spaghetti is here?
Yes, he just killed Mickey, and he's going to kill you too.
Me? What for?
For stealing his booze.
Oh my gosh, that little creep Mickey. I'll kill him.
He takes to Mickey.
Too late.
You didn't. Did you, Pop?
What?
Steal Spaghetti's booze.
Don't be ridiculous. You know me better than that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pop. I had to ask. Anyway, we've got to get out of here. He's going to kill me too if he finds me.
What? What does he want to kill you for?
I saw them shoot Mickey, and they saw me seeing them.
I see.
What did you see?
I didn't see anything. What did you see?
I saw them see her.
Honey, notice him. He adopts his French accent.
I mean, I saw them see her, but they didn't see me, you see?
I see.
And if they say me again, it'll be so long.
Sayonara.
Frank with no accent.
See you later.
Heading for the archway and coming right back in.
Oh no, the gangsters! The gangsters, here they come!
Bubbleo taking Honey's hand and racing toward the dining room.
Follow us, Monsieur Le Pouf.
Frank dumps his suitcase near the bar, follows them a beat behind.
Page 38.
Mr. Bubbleo.
Bubbleo's not here.
Alan Shirley crossed toward the dining room.
No, don't go in there!
They exit into the dining room. Bubbleo runs after them as they exit through one door. Honey enters through the other door.
Honey, thank goodness!
Pop, they almost saw me.
I know. Quick. In here.
Opening the kitchen door.
And stay out of sight.
He shoves her into the kitchen and then takes out his hanky and mops his brow.
Page 55.
Face first into the salmon on a mousse.
How tragic.
Honey enters from the kitchen, carrying the salmon on a large dish.
Oh, Monsieur Le Pouf, I was wondering if you might...
Le Pouf?
Frank looks to Bubbleo.
No. Monsieur Le Pouf stepped out for a moment. This is Signor Pagliacci.
Pagliacci?
See, Frank Pagliacci, Pagliacci, Puccini, and Papadatos, Undertakers at large. My card.
Frank puts his card out of his wallet. He holds it out to Honey, who reaches for it. Frank immediately puts it in his pocket. Honey looks completely flummoxed.
This is my daughter, Honey, Constable.
Effing, offering his hand.
How do you do, Miss Bubbleo? Hamilton Xavier Effing. I'm sorry to meet you under these sad circumstances. This must have come to quite a shock to you.
A shock?
Behind Effing's back, Frank is madly signaling for Honey to play along. She looks confused. Effing turns to see Frank waving his hands about. Frank kills an imaginary fly with his hands and wipes them with his hands. Effing, turning to Honey.
Yes, your grandmother?
Grandmother?
Yes, her passing away so unexpectedly.
But grandmother's been dead for like 15 Frank.
Minutes! Sorry.
Yes, it was very sudden.
Effing to Frank.
15 minutes? You didn't waste any time getting here, did you, Mr. Pagliacci?
Well, business has been a little slow.
Sniffing to Frank.
What's that smell?
Frank checks under his arms.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must be the salmon.
Salmon?
Yes. Needless to say, after my mother's demise, we had to replace the moose.
All right, I've heard enough. What's going on here?
Going on? Nothing.
What kind of idiot do you take me for? It's obvious you're covering up something.
What do you mean, Constable?
Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, Miss Bubbleo, but I have a reason to believe your father's been involved in a murder.
Murder?
An employee at the Dominion Warehouse, Mickey McCall.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Then perhaps you can explain why you called to report that Noodle Spaghetti had murdered somebody here. And why Dominion Warehouse, an operation with direct connections to Noodle Spaghetti, has just been burned to the ground. On top of which, Mickey McCall, the manager of the warehouse, and known associate of Fagetti's, has mysteriously disappeared after making a delivery here. a delivery which I have on very good authority consists of 500 cases of Noodle Spaghetti's liquor.
What?
That's right, miss. And now I find a hearse parked out in the alley surrounded by a bunch of shady-looking characters, striped suits and fedoras. It's obvious what's happened here.
It is?
Of course, you and Mickey had some kind of deal going with Spaghetti. The deal went sour, Mickey was killed, and now you're covering up, right?
Wrong! Listen, Constable Effing, you have to believe me. I had nothing to do with any of this. I mean, what would a guy like me be doing mixed up with someone like Noodle Spaghetti?
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging? I've told you before I'd never get involved with something like that.
Oh, really? Then what about those 500 cases of liquor that were delivered here?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, if it's true, you won't mind me taking a look around, will you?
Yes, the basement.
Constable Effing, look, there's no reason for any of this. We're just trying to open a restaurant here, that's all. Believe me, my father, he would never be mixed up with gangsters. He's the most honest person I know.
There's something very fishy going on here, and I'm not talking about the salmon.
Salmon? Oh my gosh, the moose!
Checking's watch.
We'll never be ready at this rate. Honey, you'd better get back into the kitchen and take Signor Pagliacci with you.
Come on, Signor. We have work to do.
See, I have to start gutting the goose.
Captain horrified, thinking he means grandmother.
I beg your pardon.
Frank realized what he's just said.
So to speak.
Wait a minute, Mr. Pagliacci. Why are you going into the kitchen?
Freezing in his tracks.
Turning to Effing. That's where Mama Bubbalo is.
You've got a body in the kitchen.
Hey, don't worry. We put her in the ice box.
Honey reacts. Frank grabs her by the hand and holds her in the kitchen.
Page 63.
There's a loud explosion from the kitchen. They all jump and turn towards the kitchen. Al and Shirley back up, pulling out their guns.
What was that?
What's going on?
Oh my gosh, what's now?
Honey comes running from the kitchen, dressed in whites with a chef's hat on and carrying a dishcloth. Her face is black with soot. Smoke pours out from the kitchen.
Help!
She sees Al and Shirley, their guns drawn, and lets out another scream. Effing turns to see what Honey was screaming about, but Al and Shirley have put away their guns and they smile at him benignly.
What happened?
Honey, terrified, attempts to speak, can only manage a few inarticulate guttural sounds.
Who are you? What was that?
Oh, you'll have to excuse, Fatima, Constable. She doesn't speak any English.
Fatima?
Yes, our sous chef.
Holding up Honey's dishcloth to cover her face like a gash mat.
She's a Muslim, Sufi Muslim, I believe.
He speaks her loudly, money every word.
What's going on in there, Fatima?
What the hell?
It came in the kitchen.
Sounds like it's coming from the alley.
Those are Tommy guns!
Al and Shirley look at one another. Frank enters from the kitchen.
It's a shootout!
Seeing Al and Shirley switching to French accent.
I mean, it is a shootout!
Seeing Effing switching to Italian.
I mean, it's a shootout!
That must be Spaghetti and his men. Everyone, take cover!
He rushes through the kitchen. Everyone ducks down. Honey grabbing Frank's hand, whispering,
quick, in here.
Honey and Frank run into the dining room.